Well, the latest bit of conventional wisdom to be demolished by this race is that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama battling it out in the primary race was going to have some positive benefit for the Republicans. It has not, certainly in the money race. John McCain has been falling behind. Last month, he collected $18 million, way below what Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton have been netting. Barack Obama getting $40 million each month this year. Michael Luo from The New York Times has been following McCain's campaign, the money raising, and other developments. He's literally on the McCain plane right now. Michael, what are McCain's strategies for trying to keep up financially with the Democrats?
Well, McCain doesn't have his main lacking is that he doesn't have this internet-powered financial operation that Obama really has mastered and Clinton has gotten better at. And so he really is depending on the high-dollar donations. And so as he's as the Democratic nomination continues to drag on, he's just been doing a fundraising event after fundraising event. And a big thing for him is they have this joint committee that is able to raise money for his campaign as well as the Republican National Committee and a couple of other state Republican committees. And that allows some big donors to write checks as large as $70,000that will be divvied up amongst each of these different entities depending on their contribution limits.
And but, Michael, that's going to force John McCain to rely on President Bush for financial support, which may be strategically a tough choice going to November.
Yeah, he's been distancing himself from Bush on the stump, but Bush is doing a couple of events for him. They're doing a joint event in Phoenix next week, and they're doing Bush by himself is doing an event in Salt Lake City that's actually with Mitt Romney, two events actually in Utah next week too. And so, yeah, Bush remains a great fundraiser for the Republican Party, even if its popularity nationwide has fallen.
I mean, there is something funny about even this conversation, which is here you are talking about two candidates, Obama and McCain, who have pledged in the past to adhere to public financing rules, but it doesn't appear that either one of them is likely to honor that at this point.
No, actually, McCain will be opting for public financing for the general election. That's the that's $84 million that he'll be able to get from the Treasury after the convention. But it's Obama is the one who is backing away from that pledge he made. He indicated last year that if the Republican nominee took public funds, he would as well. But, you know, it appears increasingly unlikely that he's going to do that. I mean, he just can't sheath this powerful sword that he has, this fundraising machine that he has, and he's trying to argue that it's his own version of public financing.
Right, it's public because there's millions of people who are contributing to him, even in small contributions. Michael Luo, that's great. Certainly, following the money is more interesting in this campaign than in campaigns past. Michael Luo of the New York Times covering the McCain campaign. And if you listen to the pundit shows over the weekend, see if you can guess what the pundit word of the week was.
As the Democrats close ranks, Republicans hunker down.
The Republican brand is in the trash can.
The Republican brand is badly damaged.
And the Republican Party is busy dying. The worst political environment for Republicans since Watergate.
Look, this is a party that is an airplane flying towards a mountain in the dark.
I mean, you have trash cans, you have busy dying, you have mountains, you have planes crashing into mountains.
Republican brand is in trouble. Financially, as Michael Luo was saying, that is true. But I guess as one way of trying to resurrect that brand, we heard John McCain on Saturday Night Live over the weekend.
I urge Democrats not to get caught up in the idea that the candidate has to be decided by the time the convention ends. I've been to a lot of conventions, and they're a lot of fun. But when they end, there's always that empty feeling of, oh, well, we picked a nominee. I guess the party's over. Imagine the excitement of leaving the convention and still not knowing who the nominee was. That would be crazy exciting.
a tongue-in-cheek cry for help from the Democrats, from John McCain on Saturday Night Live.
So you describe it.
It's a serious point, though. The negatives have not gone down for the Republicans, even as the sort of battle between Obama and Hillary Clinton has
taken place.
Yeah,
they haven't been able to capitalize. There's no question. Yep. And we'll certainly be talking a whole lot more about that in the days and weeks in this very long campaign.
Jack Gray, should the Republicans release a new album?
Yes, they should, and they should entitled maybe Sings Ronald Reagan's Greatest Hits.
Ronald Reagan's Greatest Hits. Maybe we'll see that at the convention. Thank you very much, Jack Grace.